The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Welcome to the Lord's house on this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. The readings and hymns continue to reflect the Epiphany theme of light. In our prayers, we include not only those who are listed in the bulletin, but also Dimitri, an acquaintance of Veronica Esker. We'll dedicate a new stained glass window hanging during the service today. Voters meeting is today at 10:30. Sunday school and real life classes will both meet as usual, but the adult class will not. And the youth will be serving soup. Any donations that you give will benefit our youth programs. Church council meets this Wednesday, and both our morning and evening Bible studies also meet this Wednesday. Seminary Finsky is not with us today because the mechanic kept his car in the shop and he can't get here. So we'll be praying for restored transportation for him. Any other announcements or prayers for today?
Yes.
Monica.
I'm standing in for Elaine today. She is going to be handling 40 Days for Life for Christ our Savior. And we'll get more detail in the voters meeting. But she would like you to consider looking at your calendar for Sunday, the 29th. Obviously, it would be after worship service at Planned Parenthood in Parish Heights. It's not a protest, it's a prayer vigil. And we went out last year, Pastor was, we went as a group on Sunday afternoon. You can also, if you couldn't make that day, you can do individual signups online, and I'll have some brochures people can pick up.
29th of February, correct?
March.
Of March. Okay.
March. So we got a long time.
Is that what you were asking, Mike?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, of March. And it'll be Sunday afternoon. I don't know the time yet. Elaine's working all that out. But she just asked me to let you all know.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Any other prayers or announcements? Greet one another in the peace of the Lord. We ask our Lord's blessing on worship this day and know that He will bless us as He shines His light into our lives so that we might reflect that light into the lives of others.
Thank you.
The Divine Service, page 203. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You may kneel or sit for confession. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Kyrie, page 204. Peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany is from Isaiah chapter 58. The Lord says, "You ask, why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. And then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." This is the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land, the generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn is exalted in honor. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia! Alleluia, alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house, to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The Nicene Creed, page 206. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things, visible and invisible. And in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scripture and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Word of God that calls for our attention on this Lord's Day is the Old Testament reading for the day from Isaiah chapter 58. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord, Jesus Christ. So Christine and I had a rather eventful time in Nebraska last week. Of course, we got to spend time with our grandsons. Oh yeah, their parents too, Andrew and Lindsay. My Chiefs finally won the Super Bowl, but on a much less light note, Christine and I witnessed a murder. It was the murder of a child, and worse yet, one of Andrew and Lindsay's pastors was involved. To his defense, he wasn't the one who did the killing. Somebody else did that, but he was what the authorities would call, I guess, an accessory to murder. And it turns out this wasn't the first time. Apparently, I don't know for how many years, maybe as long as all the way back to the time he was ordained, this guy has been helping the same murderer. Every time it's a death by drowning, apparently. And weirder yet, after every single one of those murders, the pastor was also an accomplice to grave robbery. I guess they went and they just stole the bodies right from their burial places. Maybe I should tell you, God was the murderer in every one of those cases. He was also the one who robbed the grave. The pastor, all he did was, well, served as an accomplice. He supplied the water. And those victims, not a one of them would have ever considered themselves a victim. They rejoiced to have been drowned by their Lord and raised to life again in the waters of baptism. And God, well, he wasn't exactly trying to hide his work. He put a signature on every one of those murders and grave robberies, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And you might already have guessed that the murder and grave robbery that Christine and I witnessed was that of our own grandson, John. John doesn't know it yet, but that was the most blessed event that he will ever experience in his entire life until his Lord Jesus returns and gives to him the rest of the benefits of that baptism. Now, how about you? Have you been murdered and then had your grave robbed? Were you dead in your trespasses and sins, but now live alive with Christ Jesus? Or to put it a different way, have you been called out of darkness into his marvelous light? Are you baptized? Celebrate your baptism. It is the most wonderful event that will happen in your entire life until the day that your Lord Jesus returns. And as best as I can tell, Isaiah 58, our text, is nothing else but an invitation to live in our baptisms, to die and rise every single day, to shine our righteousness and our light out to hurting people. I think this text is telling us, go moon the world. Yeah, I said that right. Go moon the world. I'll explain in a second. Okay, a little bit of Isaiah 58. The Lord says, you ask, why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? We might say, why do we kneel down here in confession every single Sunday? Why do we admit all of our guilt? And then, Lord, you don't give us any more than you give to unbelievers. Sometimes we have less than they do. You don't give us all the things we pray for. Why? Maybe we forget that he gives daily bread to everyone, even to all evil people, without our prayer. And we're among those evil people. God reminds his Old Testament people, behold, you seek your own pleasure. You fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. He might look at you and me and say, yeah, you come here and you go through the ritual of confession and then you go right back to ignoring your spouse You go right back to acting like you're the center of your universe. You go right back to taking advantage of people. You go right back to ignoring the needs of your neighbor, except, of course, if taking care of his needs is easy, then you'll do it. Fasting like yours will not make your voice to be heard on high. Empty ritual confession isn't going to get your prayers heard. Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Best as I can tell, that's Isaiah carrying out his ministry of sarcasm. But isn't he really asking us the same thing that the Catechism asks? What does such baptizing with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die. That old self that loves to live in the dark and to go back to our old way of living, he needs to be murdered again every single day. Your pastor would be happy to be an accomplice in that murder. We call this confession. And give me a call when you're ready to confess. I'll have even special hours set aside during Lent for it. But ultimately, that murder is so that I can be an accomplice in grave robbery, so that your Lord can give to you, through my voice, Jesus Christ and him crucified and all of his forgiveness. And then you emerge and arise from death to live before your God, not in darkness and selfishness, but in righteousness and purity forever. You can say, I'm baptized. I have been murdered, and I have been robbed from the grave. I have the light of Christ shining on me. I want to live as a child of the light. How? Share your bread with the hungry. Bring the homeless poor into your house. When you see the naked, cover him. Do not hide yourself from your own flesh, because you have a Lord Jesus who did not hide himself from your flesh, but put on your flesh so that he could do what his hurting neighbor, you, needed. He took your sin from your flesh into his flesh so that he could put his righteousness, his holiness, his life from his flesh into yours. Now you can say, I want to live as a child of the light. But you might answer, but if I start doing the things that Isaiah is calling me to do here, I mean really sharing my bread with the hungry, bringing a homeless person into my house, that is going to be at best inconvenient and at worst dangerous. Yeah, but that didn't seem to bother Jesus when he got involved in your life or mine, even when he knew it was going to kill him, because he was going to do everything necessary to get us out of eternal darkness and into his light. One of my seminary classmates and his wife, when they went on vicarage, decided they were going to take in a homeless man. I don't remember the circumstances of why they did it, but I sure remember that it upset their lives a lot. It wasn't that the homeless man took anything from them or hurt anyone in their family. It's just he had no idea how to live in a house. He left towels and clothes strewn everywhere and just disrupted their lives completely. It was an inconvenience. And yet, that homeless man walking in darkness saw a great light in the vicar and his wife. When we had a deaconess intern here, we asked intern Dorothy to go out into the community and see if she could find some new ways that we could reach out to hurting people. And she connected to what is now Integrity Health Center and started caring for people who are suffering from mental illness. And I thought, this is awesome. This is just what we wanted her to do. And she was doing all the work. And then I realized her internship's about to come to an end and somebody's got to carry on this work. Oh, that's going to be me. That's going to be inconvenient. There's going to be a lot of hours, a lot of time, a lot of effort to put into this. And now, what, 5-ish years later, I can't wait for every Thursday to come when I get to go spend time with my brothers and sisters in Christ who are, many of whom are struggling with mental illness. These are people who, many of them, aren't allowed to leave the institution. They can't come to church, but we can take church to them. And these people are hungry to hear our Lord's word, hungry to talk about Jesus. Sarah can vouch for this. She's there almost every week. And I'm amazed how they talk about how appreciative that they are that we've come, and just treat them like ordinary people who are suffering from an illness, which is what they are. But in the end, you know, I think they shine a lot more of Christ's light into my life than I do into theirs. And it all started because there was a deaconess intern who noticed a neighbor who was hurting, neighbors who were hurting, and didn't neglect them, but let the light of Christ shine. I believe that's what Isaiah is saying. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn. Your righteousness shall go before you. Of course, the righteousness that goes before you that other people are seeing when you let your light so shine before others that they see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven, that's not your righteousness. It's Christ's righteousness shining through you, which makes you and me like the moon and Christ like the sun. Here's what I mean by that. The sun provides all the light. The moon has no light of its own, but it can provide an awful lot of illumination on a dark night just by reflecting the light of the sun. You and I can provide a lot of illumination in the darkness just by reflecting the light of Jesus. So, dear Christians, go moon the world. Get involved in the lives of hurting people. That's living out your baptism. It is letting the light of Christ shine through you. And then you shall call and the Lord will answer. Your prayers will be heard. You shall cry and he'll say, "Here I am." And I suspect that one of the things that you and I will cry is, "Lord, I haven't been light in this world. I keep living like I'm in the darkness. I keep living as if I'm unbaptized." And he'll say, "But you are still baptized. Here I am to remind you that your baptism is still working. Here I am to say I forgive you all your sins. Here I am in bread and wine. Eat my body, drink my blood, swallow my life. Here I am, uniting you with me in death so that I can unite you with me in resurrection, just like I did when I first drowned you all those years ago at the font with your pastor as an accessory to murder, just like I do every single time that you come to me in contrition and repentance. And I get to rob your body from the grave and give to you resurrection life with your living Lord. Resurrection life that lasts forever, which is what enables you and me to shine Christ's light in this world, to get involved with hurting people. So, dear Christians, go moon the world. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may remain seated.
This is the first time I get to see this too. Scripture says he has made everything beautiful in its time, so that we may behold the beauty of the Lord to inquire in his holy temple. It is fitting then that this stained glass be sanctified by word and prayer for use in the Lord's house. This piece was designed by Wendy Sutherland. It was created by Leah Keister. It is donated to the glory of God by Bob Kittle. And it is done so, I hope this is a surprise, in honor of Bob's daughter, Robin Schultz. Rejoicing in the Christian service that you have given to our Lord and to our country. Please stand. Heavenly Father, your Son is the image of your glory, so that when we behold him, we contemplate your unending mercy. Bless and sanctify this stained glass, which is offered in honor of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant that all who behold it may by your grace be strengthened in the true faith and worship you with a steadfast heart through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless this stained glass and those who behold it. Amen. As people on whom Christ's saving light has shined, let us pray for those who are still in the darkness and for the needs of all people. Father, we cry to you in weakness and need. Fill Hope, Brian, Kyston, and each of us who have been baptized with true contrition and repentance. Kill our sinful natures. Raise us from death to live in righteousness and purity. Lord, in your mercy. Father, work among the blood-bought people of St. Mark and St. John and Christ our Savior congregation so that we live as salt and light in this unseasoned and dark world. Let others see our good works and glorify you. Give your direction to the decisions of our voters today, Lord, in your mercy. Father, give to all pastors the understanding and the courage to preach your law faithfully, never relaxing your commandments or diminishing that gospel. That gospel that robs our dead bodies from the grave. Renew our faith in Jesus who died for our sins and cleanses us in baptism. Until the day of our death or the coming of Christ, keep us in faith as you kept your servant Bear, whom we remember with thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy. Father, give the courage of your Spirit to those who are suffering because they are Christians. Strengthen them and each one of us so that we stand firm and joyfully suffer even martyrdom if that is our calling. Deliver us from any temptation to compromise your truth or our faith. Lord, in your mercy. Father, bless the efforts of all missionaries and church planters. We're so grateful to those whose labors helped establish this congregation almost 30 years ago. Lead every new congregation and our congregation to see new ways that we can serve our neighbors and shine Christ's light to those who are living in darkness. Make us ready to feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, and care for everyone, even when it seems inconvenient. Lord, in your mercy. Father, give peace to our nation. Guide Donald, our president, JB, our governor, and all those who serve in government. Give wisdom and commitment to justice to every judge. Protect our firefighters, police, emergency personnel, and those in the armed forces. Lord, in your mercy. Father, bless our homes. Strengthen our marriages. Fill the lives of Larry and Lynn, Woody and Kathy with joy as they celebrate their wedding anniversaries. Lead those who are unmarried to godly spouses or to contentment as they serve you as singles. Give each of us, parents, the determination and the ability to raise our children to love you, to respect authority, to care for everyone, to obey your commandments, and to trust Jesus. Make our homes places where your love is evident, your word is learned, and your forgiveness is shared. Lord, in your mercy. Father, grant healing to the sick, relief to the suffering, comfort to the grieving, and peace to the dying. Work in the lives of Dimitri, Tracy, Bob, Aaron, the Black family, Joshua, Holly, Bill, Darlene, Clem, Nina, Roy, Roger, Barb, Charles, Kathy, Sherry, Charlie, Devin, and Herb. In the way you know is best, deliver them from their troubles, sustain them in their struggles, and provide them with faith in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Father, at your Son's table, forgive all the ways that we neglect hurting people and nourish our raised from the dead bodies with Christ's body and blood, so that we willingly reach out to help hurting people
Lord, in your mercy. Father, instill in each of us grateful hearts that cheerfully honor you with generous tithes and offerings. Receive them as signs of our gratitude to you. Help us to use your gifts wisely to provide for those that you entrust to our care. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands we commend ourselves and all those for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Service of the Sacrament, page 208. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Give thanks unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when your only begotten Son, Jesus, when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally, because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. All who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name, sing Hosanna. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. As the glory of your presence once filled your ancient temple, so in the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, you manifested the fullness of your glory in human flesh. We give you thanks that in his most holy supper you reveal your glory to us. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood so that we may one day behold your glory face to face. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
grant health, goodwill, and comfort, counsel, aid, and peace we give. Let your servants, Lord, in freedom, may your mercy grow and live. Christians who have been baptized, who know the God of heaven. But all of that was washed away. It burst and drowned forever the water of your baptism day, restored again whatever. And freely for us suffered.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.